WMFO Medford, 9 o'clock on the dot. It is a return. WMFO is, if you have tried to listen the past couple weeks, it's been down. We had some routine maintenance, and it kind of went for 2 weeks, and it's been kind of lousy. But we're back. It's Saturday, June 9th. I am Mike on the mic here till my regular show, 11 a.m., but we'll probably be here till 1 p.m. as well, filling in for something about the women. Got a lot of new noise today. Got a lot of free form, and help me with the free form. I have some star guests here. We're laughing at me hysterically now. The local band, the Cast Irons, we've got two members here. We have Robert French, Bob, the bass player. Hi, Bob.
How are you?
Good.
Are you
talk doing, into that thing.
I'm going to talk into this.
Yeah, because people got to hear you.
Yes.
Yep. And you, Brian.
Yes.
Lead guitarist. Welcome to WMFO. You weren't here last time.
No, thank you for having us.
Yeah, well, thank you for getting up so god-awful early to come in and do this.
Anytime.
Our pleasure.
Yep. Yep. So as you know, this is like Radio Nirvana. It's free form. We can do anything we want, you know, pretty much as long as it's not...
Anything?
As long as it's not horribly offensive, you know, with horrible words and things. So get that out of your mind right away. But it's definitely seat of your pants radio, which we really like. So we really don't know what's coming up from one song to the other. And these guys are already conspiring, writing things down. So we're going to have a bunch of five-song sets. The way we do it is the first one is New Noise, something new. It doesn't have to be new yesterday, but it's a new release from somebody that we start off each set. And songs 2, 3, and 4 kind of materialize out of whatever we started with one, and the set goes on and on. And then the fifth song is my favorite song on the set because it's one I want to feature, and it's a song people haven't heard in a while. Or something that you've never heard, and I just want to sort of turn you onto it. So that's the way it's going to go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. So at 9:02 in the morning, I want to start off with the first new noise. Our friend Ray LaMontagne, you guys familiar with his work?
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Love Ray.
Yeah, me too. He's got another new album coming out called Part of the Light, and this is an advanced single here called Such a Simple Thing. It's brand new noise here at WMFO, Medford. Like a flame, my heart.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
Already great. have a day out on the street.
My American friend.
You're looking at one of the lucky ones. Came here from there to be free. Got to taste the life in freedom land. Got to play my part in God's plan.
Amen.
out of Mississippi when I was 10 years old. With a suit cut sharp as a razor and a heart made of gold. I had a guitar hanging just about waist high, and I'm gonna play this thing until the day I die.
Listening to WMFO Bedford.
We'll be right back.
It's WMFO, Medford, 9:25 in the morning. It's Mike on the mic here, along with Bob and Brian from the Cast Irons. Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey.
That was a nice little collaborative set there.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Yeah, so we should explain to everybody why we played it and what we played.
Sure.
All right, let me start with the first one, and we'll work down to that last request by you guys. Started off a new noise from the lovely and talented Ray LaMontagne. He has a new record out called Part of the Light, and that was called Such a Simple Thing. As you were saying before, I just love Ray. He's just got a sound. It's great if you're an artist and you've got a sound and you know immediately that's who it is. And that's Ray. Nice to hear from him always. Then we had a nice collab from Buddy Guy featuring Tracy Chapman, who is a Bostonian New Englander here, from the record called Bring 'Em In. That was a cover of Ain't No Sunshine. Very nicely done. Then Neil Young, being Neil Young and very political, from a recent record of his called The Visitor. That's Already Great. Referring to MAGA, if you get my drift, saying we're already great. Don't really need to make it great again. Thank you, Neil, very much, saying what I wanted to say. Eric Clapton, featuring B.B. King, from a record they did together called Riding with the King. That was a title track. It's crazy to be able to hear those two together, always. Love playing anything from that CD. And then we had a request, I don't know if it was from both of you or one of you, for the Smiths. Oh, getting the finger pointing towards
towards me.
Towards Bob.
Yeah, it was the pointer one.
I know you love the Smiths.
I do.
Yeah,
I can't help it.
Talk about no, it's a good thing. Talk about Money Changes Everything.
That's an instrumental, I think, 86, 87,
yeah, 86, yep.
Somewhere in there. And
yep.
It's just, it actually became... The Right Stuff by Brian Ferry, because I guess Brian had heard it.
The Right Stuff. I don't know why I can't find that one. We've been looking for it.
He had heard it and asked Johnny if he could put words to it, and Johnny said, sure, what the hell? And he did it, and actually Johnny Marr played on the Brian Ferry version.
Oh, I totally heard that when I was listening to that.
Yeah, you know? You can hear that.
It's the weirdest thing. We were going to play them like back-to-back, but I can't find it. I don't know why. I don't know. Failed by the databases, multiple databases. I don't know. All right, so we're going to continue doing this, which is Freeform, and new set means new noise. Really nice to play something from our friend Chris Chin, or Ian James, you know, a.k.a. You may know Chris from his radio show, his excellent radio show on Mark Skin Radio, usually Friday nights around 8 p.m., just excellent stuff. And as I said, he's a singer-songwriter, performs under the name of Ian James, and he's got something new. This one's called Come On My House. Brand new noise here at WMFO, Medford.
San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs in Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now you've fixed your business straight. I remember you and Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You're a lashing, smashing hunk of man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the mess red gray executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the gray gray man whose daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. And you're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. Laughing in my grave. When the old men do the fighting and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plastic corn. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breed. They haven't tasted heaven, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong with your beast. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer, so stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me. We'll be right back.
shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight. Oh, the passenger, how he rides. Oh, the passenger, does he see? He sees a side and hollow sky. He sees the stars come out tonight. He sees the city's ripped back sides. He sees the winding ocean drive. And everything was made for you and me. All of it was made for you and me. Cause it just belongs to you and me. So let's take a ride.
Ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Love, love, love.
It's WMFO Medford, 9:45 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, along with Bob and Brian from the Cast Irons. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How you doing, Mike?
All right, just finished up a four-song set. Why'd you only play four? Because we have a fifth song coming up with our friend Mark Hurwitz in just a minute. Let me tell you what we played. Started off with brand new Ian James, a brand new single from him, Come On My House. Was that one? Nice work, really nice. Glad I can play that. Mick Jagger. Great. Yeah, sounded great.
Yeah.
Mick Jagger after that from Outtake from Performance. There was Memo from Turner. I don't hear that one too much, but it used to be a great big BCN song, so I know that. Great. I haven't played it in a long time. Iggy Pop from 1997's Lust for Life. That was The Passenger. And that last one there was, of course, The from London Town in around 1983 or so. Love is Stronger Than Death. What a great song. Really excellent song. So we've got Mark Hurwitz on the phone. Hey, Mark. What's going on? Mark, you there?
Yes.
I guess I had to push the right button in order to hear you. God, okay. Life is so unfair. How are you?
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm at Wellesley College. I'm getting ready to lead a hike, but I'm not leaving for about 15 minutes, so plenty of time.
Well, that works. All right, so you're calling. You know, it's always nice to hear from you, dude, but... You know, we've had a couple of suffered a couple of losses as a society past couple of weeks, and this one happened, I think, on Thursday. Anthony Bourdain.
It was Thursday night or Friday, but we heard about it Friday morning.
Yep, and you know, of course, everybody knows you as a food reviewer and all things food, and I know this guy meant a lot to you, so you asked me if you could call up and dedicate a song to him and talk a little bit about him. So. Glad to have you do it. Go ahead, Mark.
All right. So, I'm actually on the air, aren't I? I'm at alumni.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, you are.
Hey. Hello, everybody. I'm actually at Wellesley College right now, and there's alumni weekend, so there's a zillion people around, including people trying to, you know, say hi to me, and I'm like, go away for a few minutes. But anyways, so, yeah.
Was I supposed to tell you that you're on the air? Never mind. Just ignore me.
That's okay. It's okay. Happened before. Brian Young actually said, hey, you left your jacket up here. He was on the air at the time. Like, you don't have to tell 10,000 people I left my jacket in the studio.
10,000 people?
Anyways, I'm rambling.
Okay.
Rambling, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, this is a big loss. I mean, not just for people in the food industry, but also, you know, he was a travel writer and a food writer, and he was a chef. And he's also, you know, he was so much more than that, because what he did was he went around the world and tried different foods, and he had lunch, dinner, he just had with people from these countries on these shows he did, you know, like No Reservations, No Layover.
Yep.
And so basically he tried to bring everyone together with food. And it's just a huge loss, because in this country, not only was he, you know, writing about food and talking about food, and, you know, he's a big superstar on TV, but also he was really a big defender of the Latino community, because, you know, as a lot of people know, up to 90% of the people in the kitchens of restaurants, especially in places like New York, are from south of the border.
Right.
So he was beloved in the, you know, Latino community and elsewhere, and you know, it's kind of up there. It's definitely up there with, like, you know, David Bowie passed away, or Prince, and there's a music connection too, because growing up in New York and New Jersey, he was a big punk rocker. He actually went to Johnny Thunder's wedding.
Okay.
Johnny Thunder's, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, he was a huge Ramones fan. He posed with Iggy Pop a lot, and he just made all these connections between music, especially punk rock back in the day, and food and travel and cultural issues. But I guess the big thing for me is, even though I'm a writer, the biggest legacy was, you know, helping out people who needed help, I guess you could say. And there are so many stories about Bourdain helping people out. Like, there's one, I don't know how much time we have, but just a quick story about him that I heard about from a friend of mine this morning.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doing a book tour, and I think it was, you know, it was like a, it was, he was in Miami at the time, and there was a kid with leukemia who met him, got his book signed, and said, you know, I'd love to go someplace. I'm really sick right now. I'm hoping I get better. I'd love to go someplace in the world and, you know, just try some foods that you love. Like, where's your favorite place to go in the world for food? And Bourdain said, oh, absolutely no doubt about it, Spain. So, you know, that was that. The kid went home. Bourdain kept doing the book tour. And somehow, Bourdain's assistant got in touch with this kid later on privately and said, hey, we'd like to set something up, but we don't want this to get out. We want to get him over to Spain and try some of the best restaurants in Spain that Bourdain loves. We're going to do it with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We're going to tie it into the Miami Herald, who wrote a story about it. But they told the Miami Herald, we don't want Bourdain's name in the paper. We want this to be done totally privately.
Mm-hmm.
So this kid with leukemia got a free trip to Spain, tried some of the best restaurants in Spain, which are also the best restaurants in the world.
That's the best.
And no one ever knew about this. No one knew that Bourdain was behind it, because that's what he did. He was behind the scenes. He did so much good stuff. And, you know, I can't tell you how big a loss this is. Again, we've talked about Bowie and Prince and Cornell and, you know, yep. Weiland, and they're huge losses, of course. Mm-hmm. But this one hits me harder than all of those. And it's just, yeah, I mean, I was talking to my friends last night in the food writing business and, you know, restaurant people, and everyone's just in shock.
Big, big loss.
And so many people I know have met him. Ironically, I never got to meet him, and I'm so bummed out about that, because, you know, he's kind of a hero to me.
And nobody saw it coming. It's so sad.
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing, you know, with someone like Cornell, all the signs were there in the music, you know, and it was a shock, but it wasn't that much of a shock, you know?
Yeah.
Bourdain was, he was this towering figure who never really seemed to show the signs that this could happen. And then, you know, wake up yesterday morning and I'm like, wait a minute, this has to be a joke. There's no way he would have done that.
But
he did. And it makes you think, you know, there's a lot of people out there who need help, and we don't know, you know, how do you reach out to them?
That's right.
So it's just, it's I don't know, it's indescribably terrible, and I'm still trying to get my head around it all.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry the loss hits you so personally.
Thanks.
So you were mentioning the music that he loved, the punk scene. You had a song that you wanted to dedicate?
Yeah, I told you, you know, he grew up in New Jersey, and he was a huge fan of all those CBGB bands, you know, Dead Boys and Iggy Pop and Ramones and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of his favorite bands was the Ramones. And the Ramones, I think they put out a statement today about how much he meant to them. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe Needles and Pins would be a good song, because it's a slower song. It's kind of a, you know, kind of wistful in a way. And I think Bourdain would, I think that's a good, you know, farewell to him for me, I guess, you know.
I think it's a great one. I think it's, okay, I've got that queued up. And again, rest in peace, Anthony Bourdain. Mark, thank you very much for calling and telling us that story. Really nice to hear about the good that he did. Especially for that guy, that little guy in Spain. All right, so thanks, Mark. Let's play Needles and Pins, dedicated to Anthony Bourdain. Rest in peace. Mark, we'll talk to you again very soon.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
I saw her today. I saw her face. Take his love instead, and one day she will see just how to stay.
get down on her knees. Oh, that's how it begins. She'll feel those needles and pins. Partner, partner. Why can't I stop and tell myself I'm wrong? I'm wrong, so wrong. Why can't I stand up and tell myself I'm strong? Because I saw her today. I saw her face. It was the face I loved. And I knew I had to run away, yeah. And get down on my knees and pray, yeah. That they go away. It's still it begins.
WMFO, Needles and Pins by the Ramones. That one's a dedication from Mark Hurwitz going out to Anthony Bourdain. Thanks for doing that, Mark. Okay, just before 10 a.m., 9:56 in the morning, I want to start with some new noise for this set. Brand new noise from local luminary Andrea Gillis. I played this a couple weeks ago, and it's just so great. This one's called Land on Me. Brand new noise at WMFO in Medford.